Do you love watching sports? Well, how would you like to be able to take your favorite sports with you and watch them anywhere? In your house, on your computer, even on your smartphone for one low price. With National Programming Service, you can. That's right, for one low price, so low we can't publish it, you can take your favorite sports anywhere, anytime with you. And we even give you free installation and free premium movie channels. Don't wait. Call National Programming Service right now. You could be up and running and watching your favorite sports and shows in just a few hours. Remember, call in the next 10 minutes and ask about our special radio offer and learn about free installation. Call right now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. You're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across the globe. Welcome in. We literally have you covered from coast to coast today on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I would be Andy Dorf, and joining me today, co-hosting, is my man Marquette Sutton, who, like I said, is on the East Coast, Dorfman on the West Coast in Phoenix. He's in Connecticut. I'm in Phoenix. You could be anywhere. Get at us, 1-800-878-7529. If you don't remember Marquette, I've had him on before. He's the man with the Don't Shoot the Messenger podcast and big sports junkie himself. Good morning, Marquette. How you doing, buddy?
Good morning, Andy, and good morning, world. It is a pleasure to be up here. This time has messed me up, but I am here and blessed.
Yeah, you know, it's an interesting sports weekend. Obviously, you were able to take in some of the MMA fighting that took place Saturday night. What were your initial thoughts, my man?
Well, listen, I seen one of the best fights last night, and Young Jung Chek and Jang. One of the best, not only women's fight, but fight, period. I love to fight straight warriors out there, man. And the main event, sorry, Andy, it was a sleeper.
Yeah, Romero obviously wasn't able to last and wasn't able to go after it. But like you said, man, maybe one of the best fights that you've ever seen, man or women, and it was by the women. So we'll get into that a whole heck of a lot more. On the other side, like we always do, we'll hook up with our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter. We'll talk to him about a little NHL hockey and then some Major League Baseball. Keep it close, everybody. Just getting warmed up. He's Marquette Sutton. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Don't go out to eat. Go out to Eata at Chili's. Chicken or shrimp fajitas are now on 3 for $10. So hear that chicken sizzle.
Ooh, yummy.
Or that shrimp sizzle.
They sound so similar.
People laughing and having fun. hey, Gary, maybe take it down a notch. It's a bit much.
Sorry.
Just kidding, Gary. Live your truth. Go out to Eata at Chili's for 3 for $10. That's a starter, fajita, and Coke, all for $10. Together, we Chili's. At participating restaurants only. Price may vary in Hawaii.
Hey, so are you the type of guy that wants to look put together, but doesn't want to spend hours at the mall finding new clothes? So you can look great at the office, on the road, or even just on the weekend with friends and family? I hear you. This is why there's Stitch Fix, your personal styling service that delivers hand-picked clothes right to you. Stitch Fix is simple. Sign up in just a few minutes. Tell them about the brands that work for you, and even let them know what types of styles you prefer. Stitch Fix is convenient. You get great clothes delivered right to you, so you can try new styles on in the comfort of your own home and make a decision without any pressure. and Stitch Fix is on your terms and priced to match your budget. There's no subscription required ever. Keep what you want and send back anything you don't. So, isn't it time you got it all together? Get started today at StitchFix.com. Stitch Fix, personal styling for men, women, and kids. Stitch Fix, personal styling for everybody.
Progressive presents Get Pumped, inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Hey, are you just going to stand there and let people not give you credit for being a good driver? You deserve discounts on car insurance, and that's what Snapshot from Progressive is for. So why aren't you signing up? You need music to get pumped? Hit it! Drum solo! Ow, that hurts my fingers. Ow.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California, North Carolina, or from all agents.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Ovechkin had to leave in the first period after a collision with teammate TJ Oshie. Who has the puck now and feeds it across to Ovechkin. Wines and fire scores! A lightning strike from Alexander Ovechkin, and the Capitals are back on top.
Passes one across. That was behind Brent Seabrook. And here comes Jake Virtanen trying to get loose. Virtanen scores!
Off the faceoff, Yandel scoops it up. Huberdeau back for Yandel again. Takes a shot. Score! It goes in! Keith Yandel! Power play goal. The Panthers have their third lead of the night. It stands as Yandel's goal. He'll be tied for first, and now a turnover. Petrano walks in, sets up Trocheck, score! Dmitri Trocheck! 4-2 Florida! Two goals.
Actually,
in
that was
nine
Sorry.
Seconds.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Clap your hands, sir. Stop being racist. Clap your hands.
That's right, everybody. Clap your hands. Welcome back in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Hanging out with me today, my man Marquette Sutton, who's on the East Coast. Dorfman is on the West Coast. And now we're going to get all the way down to Canada and hook up with John Poulter, our professor of sports. John, good morning, my friend. How are you?
Good morning, Andy. Doing very well, thanks. How about you?
Can't complain. Another day in paradise. It's not as sunny as it usually is, but I'll tell you what, I'm not complaining about 70s and 80-degree days and being out on the tennis court as much as I am, so you're never going to hear me complain about much. Before we get into the actual stuff that's going on the ice, I want to ask you about which city may actually be getting a hockey team coming to them real soon.
Well, that's an excellent question. I guess Seattle is the obvious one because it's already been granted an expansion franchise to begin two seasons from now. So I guess that's the obvious answer. And whether there's another one coming, I think would have to be a relocation because 33 teams would be a very awkward number to work into a schedule. Certainly would create a tremendous imbalance between divisions, conferences, and the league. So Seattle is the obvious answer. I always think that Quebec City is in line for another team. Should there be an Eastern Conference team that is ready to relocate, Carolina and Florida being the ones that sort of always seem to come to mind because of attendance issues. But Seattle obviously top front and foremost at the moment.
That's pretty interesting. I think that Seattle's a great option, obviously. But I'm going to steal Marquette's thunder here because I'm going to ask you, because of what you said in your statement, it kind of makes sense to me. If they're going to because of the imbalance, would they need to have two teams right away, or is that not possible? I mean, how would you do it to make it balanced, I guess, is the question.
My answer would be I just wouldn't do it. I think 32 is kind of the max where you want to be. I'm not sure there's that many markets still available that could support a team, and I really think anything that moves, any team that moves from here on in is going to be an existing franchise. It's going to be within its own conference. We've talked a few times about the Coyotes' precarious situation. I still think if hockey doesn't fly in the desert in the next 2 or 3 years, that's a team that's going to end up in Houston. I guess Houston would be another candidate if they do decide to expand, but once again would have to be a Western Conference team. And to your point, I think they would like to keep the conferences balanced, although we have them imbalanced now with the addition of Las Vegas as the 31st team a couple of years ago. So it's a bit of a balancing act. I think 32 is the number that they've always wanted to get to, and hopefully they want to stay at. And frankly, we have to wonder if there's enough talent to keep stocking some of these teams.
So, hey, John, how's it going?
I'm well, thanks. Mark, how about you?
I'm doing well. I want to ask about those red hot Flyers, man. Tell me about them, man.
Well, they're one of the bigger surprises, to be very honest with you. That was a team that at the start of the season I thought would be touch and go to make the playoffs. And here we are, 13 or 14 games left in the season, and they're tied neck and neck with the Washington Capitals, a team with a great history in recent years, and a team that most of us thought had a real legitimate chance at the Stanley Cup. Certainly a very good chance of representing the Eastern Conference in the Stanley Cup final. I'm quite shocked. That's a team that they've turned around very quickly. I shouldn't say very quickly. They've been building it for a number of years, but the progress has been slow. But this year they seem to have really taken that big last final step, and they've taken it in one giant stride. And to be better than the Pittsburgh Penguins and tied with the Washington Capitals and pushing the Tampa Bay Lightning, although the Lightning are in the other division, of course, Lightning are only 2 points ahead of Washington and Philadelphia. So I have to say that Philadelphia has done a pretty good job in putting that team together, and Alain Vigneault, I think, deserves a tremendous amount of credit for his coaching skills. He'd been away for a couple of years when the Flyers took him on this past season, and I kind of wondered if he had just recharged his batteries and was going to come back in top form as a coach, and certainly he has. Philadelphia, great hockey town, always has been. One of the original expansion teams in 1967, great hockey city, legacy built by guys like Bobby Clark, Bernie Parent, owner Ed Snyder. I'm not a big Philadelphia fan because Toronto and Philadelphia had some pretty nasty wars in the late 70s in the playoffs, but got to give credit where it's due. I think the Flyers have had a tremendous season, and no matter what happens, something they should be very proud of.
I agree 100%. That's the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports, breaking down NHL hockey at this point. And to Marquette's point, the Flyers, winners of 9 straight, so they're the hottest team in hockey right now. But with that being said, the second hottest team is the Los Angeles Kings, who have won 5 straight, and they're obviously in the cellar, which is going to bring me to my point here about the desert and the Arizona Coyotes. I'm sad because I really feel like this unbelievable effort that they've put out all season long, John, is going to have them fall just short of making the postseason. What say you?
It's a great possibility. Looking at the standings this morning, I would have to think that Arizona is definitely on the bubble in terms of getting into the playoffs. To me, they would be the last team that looks like they have a chance to get into the playoffs in that conference. 74 points, Chicago below them at 70. I think Arizona's probably the cutoff point. For a while there, that whole Pacific division was pretty tight. There was 5 points covering, I think, 6 or 7 teams, maybe 5 or 6 teams in that division. We've got it down now to Edmonton and Vegas, who are also on a pretty good streak at 8-2, both with 82 points. But all of a sudden, the Coyotes find themselves 8 points back with 74. Equal in games at 69. Coyotes had a great run. I think if they can continue to play at the pace they're playing, they got a chance to get in, but I think they're looking at getting in as a wild card now.
Well, yeah, it would be a wild card. And I want to ask you this real quickly. Looking at the point totals, when you just go across the league. Obviously, the Bruins way ahead of everybody else, kind of in a class of their own with 98 points. And then, you know, the next closest to them would be the Lightning, who's in their same division, obviously, at 91 points. You got the Flyers and Capitals, both at 89 on top of theirs, the Blues and Avalanche, 90 and 88. And then you go to the Pacific. And my question is it just lousy hockey, or are these teams just kind of battling each other out and it's better than it looks?
I think it's the old story. It's mediocrity, and it's very misleading because a team that loses in overtime or in a shootout gets a point. So you got a lot of games that are worth 3 points, and you've got a lot of games that are worth 2 points. And I think it has a bit of a negative effect on the standings. I can see why they do it, because in the old days, if you tied the game, you each got 1 point. So they don't want to penalize a team for tying the game and then losing it in a shootout or overtime. But those three-point games can be very concerning. You know, you could almost play 500 hockey and make the playoffs, which I think is a little bit of a tough sell. I'd like to see it a little bit better defined, but it's the way that the NHL operates, the only league now that doesn't operate on straight wins and losses. So I have my concerns about it, but I don't think it's going to change. We have to live with it. That's unfortunately the way that it is.
I agree. All right, looks like we got to take a quick pause for the cause. We're hanging out with our professor of sports, John Poulter, talking NHL hockey. On the other side, we're going to switch gears, John, and we'll talk some Major League Baseball as my man, Kristen Yelich, just got paid to stay in Milwaukee. And believe me, that makes me extremely happy. So we'll get into that and some other things, obviously. Keep it close, everybody. Marquette Sutton, Andy Dorf, and we're hanging out with John Poulter, professor of sports, right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Yudas playing. He'll drive the other side of the ice. He's got Giroux, who just plays it ahead toward the empty net. Matt Reeves-Dyke finishes it for the hat trick. 7-4 Flyers as the Hats cascade down.
Dips to Coyle. Coyle down low. A wraparound try by Coyle. Saved by Fleury. Spurgeon to Coyle. He scores! And the Wild are back in front.
Mark Scheifele. Turned back by Brayden McMahon. Race to the puck. Marks a shot. For the net. He scores! 35-second chin.
This is Dorf on Sports.
I mean, it's enough to make your head explode.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right.
Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Swing and a drive, and Dansby walks him off. History does repeat itself in the night, and Atlanta beats Miami 4-3, a two RBI game for Swanson. Here's Yelich on the first pitch. Way back, right center, and this one's going to fly way out of here.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Who's with me? I know you're in. How about you? You're in.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. We are definitely in the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Hanging out with me today, Marquette Sutton, as Mike Wilson is on assignment, actually, in Las Vegas. He was hanging out, checking out some women's Pac-12 tournament action. So, Marquette doing me a huge favor and filling in, and I appreciate it 100%. We are talking to our professor of sports, and that is John Poulter, who comes to us all the way from Canada. And obviously from the highlights you just heard, we're going to switch gears. We're going to talk a little Major League Baseball. And I got to start with my man, Christian Yelich, getting signed over $200 million to stay with the Milwaukee Brewers. Look, not a lot of people want to spend their careers in Milwaukee. And for a guy like this who is an MVP, a hell of a kid, a great guy, a Southern California kid, for him to want to make it his mission to stay in Milwaukee, I'm sorry, John, but that just speaks volumes to me, man.
Oh, it is. I mean, it's a great story for all the reasons that you point out. We read so many stories about superstar players that want to play in their home ballparks or home territories. And in baseball, that would be San Diego, Los Angeles Angels, Los Angeles Dodgers for the Southern California kids. I think it's a great compliment to the city of Milwaukee. I think it tells us an awful lot about Christian Yelich as an individual. He obviously feels that there's a job that has to be done and can be done in Milwaukee. And to see him commit for that length of time, I believe that will take him through 2030 before he becomes an unrestricted free agent. When obviously his best years will most likely be behind him. I believe that the deal came with a full no trade, no movement clause. So he's basically setting his stakes down in Milwaukee. And I think, you know, I'm not a Milwaukee native as you are, but I think it says an awful lot for any player to do something like that, because all of these young guys now, you know, they all talk about signing with the Yankees, the Dodgers, the Cubs, all the glamour teams, the teams, the Red Sox with the big payrolls. I think it's a wonderful story for a guy to commit to a team that has historically, and I don't mean this disrespectfully, but historically has been deemed a small market town. So from that standpoint, I think it's great. I hope a lot of other players do the same thing. I don't think the salary that they gave him was unreasonable either. I think the average is about $26, $27 million a year. I mean, that's twice the money that he's making now. So let's not say that he took any kind of a discount to do this, but I think to make a commitment to a team that is not in his geographic region, I think that says an awful lot about Yelich as an individual.
Now, John, I hate when people do this, but I'm going to do it. Who right now are your favorites to win the World Series? Give me two teams.
Well, I'd have to say that, you know, people are going to hate me for this, and I'm not a fan of either team. I got to say, looking at it on paper, Marquette, you know, we're looking at the Dodgers and the Yankees, and I'm saying that strictly because of the talent that's on the field and the fact that both teams have their checkbooks ready, open, and willing to sign if they need to fill in a spot because somebody gets hurt or they have a hole in the roster. Unfortunately, baseball is getting very much to be a sport now where it's the haves and the have-nots, and the Yankees and the Dodgers will always be in the have category. I think there's a lot of other good teams out there that are going to give them an awfully good run for their money, but you're asking me today, 6 months before the World Series, 7 months before the World Series, what I see on paper, the Yankees and the Dodgers, probably the odds-on favorites. Let's not count out the Astros. Talent-wise, they're certainly there. What's going to be the big question with the Astros is what the emotional issues are over this scandal that they've been through. Whether that affects them off the field or on the field is another story. I'm not sure the Red Sox are going to get back into it. I don't think the Cubs are going to get back into it. I think they're both going to be very close, but I think that's a couple of teams that are going through a bit of a retooling process. I won't use the term rebuild because there's still an awful lot of base talent there. But Yankees and Dodgers on paper would have to be the favorites, but we all know they play 162 games on the field, not on paper. So, you know, who knows? Maybe I'm wrong, but that would be my gut feel.
And once again, the Yankees come into the equation a little banged up. So once again, Aaron Boone's going to have to figure out ways to win games with guys that are injured right away. So, and they, if I'm not mistaken, their win total was at 100.1 or something, or 100.5. Am I right? Am I 101 or 100.5? And that's the largest, the most games predicted to win by anybody in the history of baseball as far as it goes. So they are supposed to be a really, really good baseball team. And I don't know, I just was curious if you happen to catch the Bellinger and Yelich little inside scoop thing that they did. Did you happen to catch that, John?
No, I didn't.
So it's pretty cool. There's like they have this little video, and it's about Yelich and Bellinger, where they're, you know, they're in a bar and they're just kind of hanging out and they're just kind of talking like guys do, and it's just about how similar they are on the field but how different they are off the field. And I just thought it was pretty cool. So if you can check it out, who are some players that maybe have to have a comeback year or have something to prove this season, John?
Well, I guess the one that sort of sticks out in my mind is Felix Hernandez. He's the one that comes front and center. Fresh start with the Braves. He's been sort of mediocre in the two or three spring training starts that he's had. Braves obviously giving him an excellent chance because I think he pitched the opening spring training game. That's a candidate. I guess Chris Davis in Baltimore is another one that really needs to make a comeback. I mean, here's a guy on a long-term contract, no trade, making big, big dollars, playing for a less than good team, and had a terrible season last year. So I guess those would be the two that sort of jump out at me. Then you've always got the guys that have to come back from injuries. And then, of course, you've got the issue in Houston, you know, as we talked about earlier. How does that situation affect those guys on the field? Is there a mental challenge there as well as a physical challenge to sort of take the taunting, which I think we all know is coming, and we talked about that many times, but I think how the players handle that will be a challenge and might sort of put them in a bit of a comeback category. And then you've got all the young players that feel they have something to prove, including Mookie Betts, who has to somehow live up to that great publicity that he got by that trade to the Dodgers and the fact that he's playing on a very good team in a contract year and, you know, obviously wanting to walk away with a ton of money at the end of the season. So then you've got the young guys with teams like the Blue Jays, where there's three or four guys that are sort of a young core base, if you will, that need to prove that they can do this over a full season and not suffer from a sophomore jinx. I think there's a lot of guys fall into that category, but short answer to your question, I think Chris Davis and Felix Hernandez would be the top of my list.
Now, John, now what guys do you feel are on a decline this year? Because I'm watching and, you know, I see some guys, they're doing okay, but what guys do you feel are on a decline this year?
Well, it's hard. For me, Marquette, that's a hard question to answer simply because you kind of have to, what we're looking at this year is we have to base on spring training, and we all know that the real good guys don't don't play that much in spring training. So I think I'd rather answer that question after the first week of the season when we see the regular lineups on the field, because spring training doesn't really tell us an awful lot. You don't know whether you're getting your hits against the guy that's going to be starting in Double A, or whether you're getting your hits against a guy that's going to be in the major league rotation but is working on a new pitch or something along those lines. And the same thing with pitchers, it works the other way. Is he getting his strikeouts against major league hitters, or is he getting his strikeouts against guys that are going to be utility players at Triple A? Obviously, the situation changes from week to week, but I can see probably two or three candidates that would fall into that category, but who they would be at the moment, I'm a little hesitant to say.
So real quickly, John, before we let you out of here, are you buying into the San Diego Padres a little bit? Obviously, they've gotten out of the gates pretty well. What about the Philadelphia Phillies? Do you think that they can rebound a little bit? And just with a couple of the other teams, like the Rangers who are up top right now, that's somewhat surprising. And then the Marlins are not going to be there. But with what's happened initially, what are your thoughts?
Well, my thoughts are out on Philadelphia. I've always thought Philadelphia is a better team than they've shown the last couple of years. Sitting at the top of the Grapefruit League right now at 11-4, Miami a half a game behind at 10-4. I think the stability from Joe Girardi is going to be big in Philadelphia. San Diego and Texas, I just think that that's an anomaly from spring training. I think when the real games start, we'll see those teams fall back to a level better than last year, but not championship caliber.
Great stuff as always, John. We appreciate your time. We'll catch up next week.
My pleasure as always, guys. Take care, and we'll chat next week.
Great stuff from John Poulter, professor of sports. All right, keep it close, everybody. On the other side, Marquette and I are going to get into some topics and battle it out, he and I, one-on-one, mano-a-mano. Keep it close, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Attention homeowners. Do you have a house that's in need of serious repairs? Do you have tenants that never seem to make their monthly payments? How about code violations, past due taxes, or maintenance costs you just can't afford? Then call my friends right now with Quick Cash Offer. They specialize in buying any home, no matter how ugly the situation. Turn that problem property into cash right now. It's just that simple. One call and you can get rid of that home headache forever. They buy the ugliest houses with instant
instant closings, instant cash, and huge savings. Plus, there are no realtor fees, no listing fees, and no repair costs. Just cash in your hands for that painful property. They're buying a few more houses in your neighborhood this month. So take advantage of this cash offer and call Quick Cash Offer now.
800-426-2301. 800-426-2301. That's 800-426-2301.
You know, for me, I don't know what to think, you know, other than I'm just blessed and I know that I'll be given back for the rest of my life, you know. I know how hard it is to play in the NFL, you know, and I have so much respect for the players. The way the Rams played, I mean, they played so good on defense and so proud of our guys for fighting. Just glad to come away with a Super Bowl win. I guess I take compliments worse than I take. I wish you would say you're trash, you're too old, you're too slow, you can't get it done no more. And I would say, thank you very much. I'm
gonna
go prove you wrong.
You're driven by criticism more than you're driven by success.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Is this chicken what I have or is this fish? I know it's tuna, but it says chicken.
All right, everybody. Welcome back in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Hanging out with me today, Marquette Sutton, because my man Mike Wilson is on assignment in Las Vegas, hanging out, watching some college hoops. Tough life the guy lives, honestly. Really, really tough life he lives. But somebody's got to do the job, right, Marquette? And I appreciate you hanging out with me today. And obviously, you heard the highlight there, and that was of Tom Brady talking about the last Super Bowl victory that he had, which has been a couple of years now. But the rumors that are out there, I know you're not excited about, because I know how big of a 49er fan you are, and I know how big of a fan of Jimmy G you are. So make some sense to the rumors that Tom Brady and the 49ers are talking to each other a little bit.
Well, listen, I'm a Tom Brady fan through and through. I love Tom. As you said, I am a 49ers fan, but we don't need Tom Brady right now. If you look at what Jimmy G has accomplished while being a Niner, he's very successful, high winning percentage. And let's not forget, he took us to the Super Bowl, people. He took us to the Super Bowl. I feel that this Tom Brady rumor was definitely planted by some Dallas Cowboy fans. I'm not going to tell you how I know that, but all that speculation. But I'm just not feeling that, Andy. Again, if this was 5 years ago, sure, I'm with it. But again, I know Tom likes to be driven by, you know, some negative publicity and people digging on him. But he's too old right now, and we just don't need him at this point.
All right, so with that being said, if you are in the market for a quarterback, and I don't think the 49ers are in the market for a quarterback, I'm with you 100%. If you are in the market for a quarterback, where do you think might be a good landing spot for Tom Brady?
I think at this point, you know, you and I, we spoke, it would be Tennessee. Tennessee would be the destination that he can succeed. They have a very good team. They have a good team around him. And I think that he can help that young core out. So Tennessee would be the ideal spot for Tom if it's not the Patriots. But I would love to see Tom Brady retire Patriot, because again, living in New England, you want to see at least one of these teams win, because the Giants and Jets, they're not getting it done right now, man.
I'm with you. And you know, so I kind of have had a little bit of a thought about this since you and I spoke about it, because I think Tennessee, we both agree, Tennessee might be a good spot. Yeah. I also mentioned to you that I thought potentially the Chargers, because they have a pretty solid running game now that they got Eckler back there. They re-signed him for 4 more years, $24 million or whatever he's getting, right? And then you look at their wide receiver core, Keenan Allen and a bunch of those guys that can, they can ball, man. And if you think about it, what were they kind of missing? They were missing that steady quarterback, because Phillip Rivers was all over the place, you know. So at the end of the day, the Chargers have some weapons. They could use a quarterback. That may be an option. And then I got to thinking kind of crazy here, okay? The Tampa Bay Buccaneers, man, like, they're not that far away. I'm sorry, but they've got that's one of the best wide receiver cores in all of football. Okay. There's no debating that. That's one of the best wide receiver cores in all of football. So I guess the question is do you think now that Jameis can see that maybe that they don't need to go anywhere, or would Tom Brady maybe be a decent option there in Tampa, man?
You know what? Now that you mention it, I think Tom would be a good option, but they would have to keep Jameis. They would have to keep Jameis and say, hey, listen, whatever Tom is doing, you need to do that, replicate that. You can't bring in the older guy and there's no young guy to take the lead. So I think that if Tampa is going to do that, they need to keep a young guy so they can push this because, as you know, Tom is 43. He only got about, what, a year and a half left? After that, who's going to take the reign? But Tampa would be interesting. It would be interesting. I would like to see that.
Yeah, I think that's an interesting one. You know, Bruce Arians, that guy is, you know, known as the quarterback whisperer, a guy that has great rapport with quarterbacks. And, you know, he's done some fantastic jobs. He wasn't able to get Jameis over the hump. But even with that being said, man, I'm sorry, but there's something about Jameis that I do like. I like the competitive fire. I like the fact that the guy can go and throw five interceptions, but still go out there and throw five touchdowns too. Like, to me, there's something about that. So if, this is a big if, man, if the guy can see and if that was the problem, look out because he might actually be pretty good if that's the case, right?
Well, you know, I know why you like him because he has that Brett Favre in him.
Yeah,
Packers fan. And no matter what, Brett will throw five interceptions, but guess what? He's leading the team. And if Jameis have to, you know, go get some contacts, corrective lens surgery, then so be it. But I'm like you. I love Jameis, and I know people rode him this year. But for a guy to just go out and just keep going, that's what we need in today's game. And, you know, I don't have a problem with Jameis. I just want him to get a veteran, you know, presence to help him. And that's just what he needed. And maybe Brady can bring that out of him.
I totally agree. And I actually think that could be something that's really interesting. And it would be really interesting to see what Tom Brady would want to go there, you know? So who knows? We're obviously just speculating. And there's all kinds of rumors and things like that are out there. And speaking of that, let's move on to the next question. Dak Prescott, what do you do with this guy if you're the Dallas Cowboys? Because truth be told, you and I talked about this as well, man. If the guy gets max money, then it makes it more difficult for other guys to get paid as well. So what's the problem with taking a little bit less money as far as your salary and then going out and figuring out a way to make that money up in endorsements and things along those lines? And I think you and I are on the same page. So with that being said, how do you get this deal done? Because at the end of the day, man, we all know Jerry's going to pay Dak Prescott, man.
Well, if I'm Dak and if I'm the leader of the team, I'm saying, hey, Jerry, this is what I need you to do. Give me some money, but leave some meat on the bone so I can get some guys around me because they need help in that secondary. They got to try to keep Amari. They also got to try to get it, you know, tight end, you know, because Jason Witten, you know, he's long in the tooth, but the key here is Dak saying, give me something, but also give me something to work with so I can have a team around me. That would be true leadership, and that's what needs to happen. But if he goes in there and take the max, you can bet your bottom dollar that the Cowboys will continue to be the bottom team in the NFC East like they have been for the past some odd years. So.
Look, man, they've been irrelevant for 25 years, and Cowboy fan thinks they're relevant every year. It's crazy. I'm with you 100%. And let me ask you this. You know, Ezekiel Elliott wound up getting paid, and then look at what happened to his production on the field. So I guess what I'm trying to say is I actually feel like Dak Prescott is an extremely hungry and driven individual. And I'm sorry, but I don't feel the same way about Ezekiel Elliott. I feel like Ezekiel Elliott is that guy that wants to get his numbers. He wants to be a guy that obviously is a huge part of your team, an integral part of what's going on. But I don't see him as a guy that's willing to go and make a hit so that somebody else can make a play. I feel like he's the guy that wants everybody else to have his back. I'm not so sure Ezekiel has everybody else's back. What say you?
I would have to agree with you, but you also have to look at the average lifespan of a running back. So Ezekiel Elliott is like, listen, I need to make my money. I need to show that on the field I can get it done. Unlike a quarterback, you can have a few rough seasons and then, you know, have one great season, Tannehill, and everyone wants but unlike a running back, you have to be here now and forever or you don't get paid. So I understand where people say, well, he's not, you know, helping. He's not much of a leader, but he needs to also get those numbers so he can stay and so he can be, you know, continue to get paid. But I think if Jerry Jones is listening to me, he will say, hey, I need you two to be together, Zach and Zeke, and just, you know, bring a good team together. Bring the good team together. Keep some money, but let's get some players in the back end. And that's what needs to happen.
All right. So with all that being said, this is the real question. Uh-oh. Is Mike McCarthy the guy that you think can lead them to the promised land?
At this juncture, yes. And I know you talking from a Packers fan, you probably have some other feelings about that. But I think Mike McCarthy can wrangle that young team and get it done. And listen, if he can do it with Aaron Rodgers, I mean, he definitely can do it with that. He definitely
can. Put it this way, man. I think when we're talking about those two guys and their skill set, that they're a little bit different. I'm not going to put Dak in the same category as I'm going to put Aaron Rodgers at. And that's not, I'm not disrespecting Dak because I love Dak. I mean, he was a top five quarterback, man. And I've got his back. I think the guy should get paid. But with all that being said, man, here's my take on Mike McCarthy. And it you can take it for what it's worth because this is obviously free. The guy gets stale after a while, and I think that that's what you have to be worried about. In a game that is evolving, in a world that is evolving, in times that things are changing so much, you have to be able to adapt to what's going on around you. And I think that that's where Mike McCarthy really failed with the Green Bay Packers. So did he get some time off? Did he get some time to clear his head and get refocused? Absolutely. So does he go in with a new motivation, a new inspiration, a different mentality? I really hope so, Marquette, because otherwise I'm telling you, it's going to go bad in Dallas real quickly for him. He'll be in and out of there before Jerry knows what to do with him. So I look at guys that Jerry brings in, and quite frankly, I feel like they're weak individuals. They're guys that he can continue to control. And again, I feel like he's got Mike McCarthy. This is a guy that he's going to be able to control.
Yep. I agree. I think that, you know, Jerry wants to be the end-all, be-all, and he has been that in Dallas. And again, it has not led to success. Mike McCarthy, we will see by week three if he knows what he's doing. He has young talent. And if he can't get that talent to be productive, then I'm like you, man, then what are you doing? But one thing I will say is that when you have a running back and a quarterback like that, the RPO is your friend. The RPO needs to be your friend because you have to be able to run, pass, and have different options. And that's what I feel that Dak and Zeke bring to Dallas if utilized the proper way. But I agree with you. Jerry loves yes men. He loves yes men. But again, they aren't, you know, equating to win. So hopefully Jerry will get it right this year. Hopefully.
So speaking about the RPO and how things are kind of going with the NFL today, you know, all these Kyler Murray, Lamar Jackson, everybody, man. Taysom Hill, what are your feelings on this guy? Can he be an NFL starting quarterback? I know he's Drew Brees is back, so it's not going to happen there right now for him. But could this guy be a starting quarterback in the NFL, in your opinion?
I think he can. I think teams like Miami, I think, you know, if you look at what Houston's doing, I think that even, again, you know, I'm coming back to the Raiders, but he can be a starting quarterback because he has so much potential, but also he's a weapon. He can catch the ball. He can throw the ball. He can run the ball. He can deliver popcorn. He can do everything. So I think that if he gets in the correct system, he will be fine.
I like that, man. He can deliver popcorn. He can do anything, man. He's kind of like a potato, man. You can mash him. You can bake him. You can fry him. You can do anything with that guy. No, you're right, man. He's kind of like a jack of all trades, man. And that's a really, really good way of saying it. I like that. All right, keep it close, everybody. We're going to come back, and we're going to wrap up hour number one. Hanging out with me today, Marquette Sutton. He's on the East Coast. Dorfman on the West Coast in Phoenix. You could be anywhere, and we appreciate you hanging out, listening to us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Amendola at the top in motion. Second and goal to the end zone. And right on the goal line, it is caught by Hogan for the touchdown.
Easy mic to me, but he was a great teammate. He was an ultimate competitor. You know, I threw a lot of touchdown passes to him, and we've always had a great rapport. We still do. But things are different when he's standing on the other sideline. So I remember last year I got pushed when he was coaching for the Texans. I got pushed into their bench, and I ended up talking some smack to him after the game. But it's a pretty hypothetical question to think that I'd ever play for him, which I'm not engaging in those.
This is Dorf on Sports.
We got one more to go. We're going to go out there and try to win it for you guys. And that's all we got. We love you. Patriots out.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real health care for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable health care for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly health care payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current health care. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Alrighty, everybody. Welcome back in. Hour number one, just about coming to a close, hanging out with my man Marquette Sutton, who's on the East Coast in Connecticut. Dorfman, hanging out with you here in Phoenix, Arizona. So we got you covered coast to coast, basically, is what I'm trying to tell you. Can always get at us on the horn. Give us a call, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Marquette, I got to ask you this before we take a quick pause for the cause. Who is your MVP right now in the NBA?
After doing much research, I would have to say Giannis, man. Giannis is definitely doing it. And like you said, he's doing it with less minutes. So I love LeBron, but Giannis has to get it, man.
Yeah, I think that this guy is just playing at an unbelievable level. Obviously, they go down to the Lakers the other night. Giannis goes down. I don't think he's going to play against the Phoenix Suns, which is probably a smart move, because if you need him to beat the Phoenix Suns, well, then you're probably in trouble anyways, but that's a whole nother story. But I agree with you, man. I think this guy is just – incredible. He's just tipping the iceberg, because this guy's game is just going to continue to expand and grow. And I know our number one is coming to a quick halt, so that means our number two is on the horizon. Keep it close, everybody. He's Marquette Sutton. I'm Andy Dorf, and you're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Pope Francis delivering his weekly Sunday blessing, not in person, but in a video, as the Vatican hopes to avoid spreading the coronavirus in St. Peter's Square. The BBC's Bethany Bell in Bologna.
We're getting these reports that the virus has probably been in Italy for a number of weeks before they were reported.
If you're sick or older, don't get on a cruise ship.
You don't want to alarm people, but given the spread we see, you know, anything is possible. And that's the reason why we've got to be prepared to take whatever action is appropriate to contain and mitigate the outbreak.
Dr. Anthony Fauci, the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, on Fox News Sunday. On Monday, a cruise ship with at least 21 sick passengers will dock at the Port of Oakland. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I'm loving my Balance of Nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the Balance of Nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, Balance of Nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on Balance of Nature.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
In the Democratic race for the White House, Joe Biden has picked up support from another former rival, California Senator Kamala Harris.
He is a public servant who has always worked for the best of who we are as a nation, and we need that right now. There is so much at stake in this election.
Harris releasing a video on Twitter just 2 days before the next round of presidential primaries, which pits Biden against his opponent, Senator Bernie Sanders.
When people see the records, Joe voted for the war in Iraq, I opposed the war in Iraq. Joe voted for the Wall Street bailout, I vigorously opposed the Wall Street bailout.
During an appearance on Fox News Sunday, Sanders vowed to win Michigan during their primaries this Tuesday. Bernie Sanders did pick up an endorsement from activist Jesse Jackson. Elizabeth Warren says she's keeping her options open. Six states will be conducting primaries on Tuesday: Idaho, Michigan, Mississippi, Missouri, North Dakota, and Washington. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Time magazine is now giving Women of the Year covers for the last 100 years. USA Radio's John Hunt has the story.
Time magazine has chosen 100 Women of the Year, selecting one trailblazing woman to represent each year from 1920 to 2019. It's a distinctive way to celebrate Women's History Month, but it's also an acknowledgement for many years that women's contributions were overlooked. For 72 years, Time's most anticipated cover was called Man of the Year until 1999, when the magazine changed the title to Person of the Year. Now, Time is giving the title to 100 women, some of whom waited a century for their honor. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Amid the coronavirus scare, the U.S. economy added 273,000 jobs in February as the unemployment rate fell slightly to 3.5%. John Clemens has more.
The number of new jobs smashed expectations as the jobless rate fell to 3.5%. Eleni Karageorge of the Bureau of Labor Statistics has the latest.
Total non-farm payroll employment rose by 273,000 in February, and the unemployment rate was little changed at 3.5%. Notable job gains occurred in health care and social assistance, food services and drinking places, government, construction, professional and technical services, and financial activities.
I'm John Clemens.
Do you love watching sports? Well, how would you like to be able to take your favorite sports with you and watch them anywhere? In your house, on your computer, even on your smartphone for one low price. With National Programming Service, you can. That's right, for one low price, so low we can't publish it, you can take your favorite sports anywhere, anytime with you. And we even give you free installation and free premium movie channels. Don't wait. Call National Programming Service right now. You could be up and running and watching your favorite sports and shows in just a few hours. Remember, call in the next 10 minutes and ask about our special radio offer and learn about free installation. Call right now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you. Good afternoon to others. Welcome in. We are the hottest sports variety program from coast to coast, literally today. Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with me, Andy Dorf, and Marquette Sutton, who is, like I said, on the East Coast in Connecticut. Dorfman in Phoenix. You could be anywhere. Get at us. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Obviously, you can get at me on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports, and then check out my man Marquette Sutton's podcast, Don't Shoot the Messenger. A lot going on in this hour, Marquette. We're going to hook up with Lee Brandon, former women's long drive champion, here in a couple of minutes. I know I told you to do a little homework and do some research about her, but a true inspiration and someone that you and I are going to enjoy talking to here in a couple of minutes, my friend.
Okay. All right. I can't wait. Can't wait.
Yeah. I mean, look, at the end of the day, She has a great story, and I love giving people the opportunity and the forum for them to share their stories with us. And hers is incredible, man. She was, to be quite honest with you, I don't want to steal her thunder, but we have the woman who was the real first woman in professional sports in the NFL back in 1990, 91, and that is Lee Brandon. So a lot of people get credit for that today. and she's not getting the credit that she really deserves. She doesn't really care about it, but the Dorfman does. So keep it close, everybody. We're going to link up with Lee on the other side. He's Marquette Sutton. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Go out to eat, go out to Eat-a at Chili's. Chicken or shrimp fajitas are now on 3 for $10. So hear that chicken sizzle.
Ooh, yummy.
Or that shrimp sizzle.
They sound so similar.
People laughing and having fun. hey, Gary, maybe take it down a notch? It's a bit much.
Sorry.
Just kidding, Gary. Live your truth.
Ah.
Go out to Eat-a at Chili's for 3 for $10. That's a starter, fajita, and Coke, all for $10. Together, we Chili's. At participating restaurants only. Price may vary in Hawaii.
Hey, so are you the type of guy that wants to look put together, but doesn't want to spend hours at the mall finding new clothes? So you can look great at the office, on the road, or even just on the weekend with friends and family? I hear you. This is why there's Stitch Fix, your personal styling service that delivers hand-picked clothes right to you. Stitch Fix is simple. Sign up in just a few minutes. Tell them about the brands that work for you, and even let them know what types of styles you prefer. Stitch Fix is convenient. You get great clothes delivered right to you, so you can try new styles on in the comfort of your own home and make a decision without any pressure. And Stitch Fix is on your terms and priced to match your budget. There's no subscription required ever. Keep what you want and send back anything you don't. So, isn't it time you got it all together? Get started today at StitchFix.com. Stitch Fix, personal styling for men, women, and kids. Stitch Fix, personal styling for everybody.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Progressive presents Get Pumped. Inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Hey, are you just gonna stand there and let people not give you credit for being a good driver? You deserve discounts on car insurance, and that's what Snapshot from Progressive is for. So why aren't you signing up? You need music to get pumped? Hit it! Drum solo! Ow, that hurts my fingers.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California, North Carolina, or from all agents.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. He's Marquette Sutton coming to you on the East Coast, Connecticut to be exact. I am the Dorfman coming to you all the way in Phoenix, Arizona. So literally, we got you covered west to east today on the program. And thank you for joining us on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Always love having our people listen to us each and every Sunday, live every Sunday, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. You can catch us on SiriusXM Channel 211 and plenty of different outlets, iHeart, TuneIn, you name it. We pretty much got you covered in all ways, shapes, and forms. And speaking of that, we've got you covered once again because now we're going to hook up with an amazing guest, to be honest with you, and more important than that, she's a friend of mine, Lee Brandon, a strength and conditioning coach, a guru at that, an entrepreneur, a person with such a great story that the Dorfman's got to shut up and just say hello to Lee Brandon. Good morning, Lee. How are you?
Hey, Dorfman. Good morning. Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys over there? How's the connection? Is it okay?
You're good. We can't complain. Everything's good. I know that you've had a little chaos this morning, so I hope everything is okay.
Thank you. I appreciate that. It's She's in the emergency room as we speak, so we'll know more in a minute.
Okay,
it's all
well,
good.
Let's.
I'm just grateful to have this opportunity to chat with you guys.
All right, so I want to talk to you a little bit, and I want you to tell Marquette a little bit about yourself, and obviously our listeners. I know your story, but your story is so unbelievable. I want to give you the floor and let you tell us all about yourself a little bit.
Well, first of all, Marquette, hi, and I'm just so grateful for the opportunity to chat with you gentlemen and your listeners. Thank you all so much. My name is Lee Brandon, and, you know, I was blessed with this generic name, and it seemed to work in my advantage over the past 40 years as a strength and conditioning specialist. I was blessed to be a four-time Olympic coach, also two-time International World Long Drive Champion in golf. So not only have I been blessed to be behind the scenes as a coach engineering champion, but I've also had the opportunity to use myself as a guinea pig starting at the age of 39, to basically pick up a new career in long drive, which is the ultimate power sport, like the home run derby is to baseball is what long drive is to golf. And it's a very exciting pure sport. For those of you that don't know about it, it's amazing. Watch it on the Golf Channel. But I was the first woman to ever be hired in the NFL in 1990-91. And I wasn't seen as a woman at that time because my resume by that point was very storied because I was a adjunct professor at Hofstra University. And I was also already an Olympic coach for the 84 Olympics. So when the New York Jets brought me in, they said that there were strength requirements. And I said, well, what are they? Show me the bar. And the rest is history. I got the job.
Well, hello, Lee. This is Marquette Sutton. It's great to talk with you. I would like to know what continues to drive you, because I did my homework, did my research, and your story is phenomenal. What keeps you motivated every day?
Marquette, that's the best question that you could ask me. Because every day I wake up and I ask myself, what can I do that's significant today? You know, I've had near-death experiences. I am a near amputee survivor, and I approach every day as if it is my last day, because ultimately, you know, mama mentality, none of us know what the universe has in store for us. So all we can do is truly deliver 110% in every moment that we're blessed to have. And that's why I'm here chatting with you guys.
That is the voice of Lee Brandon, inspiration, motivational speaker. Obviously, Lee, you have tons of ways for people to find you, follow you, check you out. Can you throw out some of the ways that people can find you?
Of course, yes. You can find me on Instagram. I'm out there pretty accurately all the time at L-E-E Brandon, L-E-E Brandon. And the other one is just LeeBrandon.com, like Bruce Lee's son, but in reverse, with my name first.
Absolutely. So can you tell people a little bit about, like you were talking about, a near amputee, and explain how you literally took golf to a level that is just remarkable. And quite frankly, Marquette, that's how my relationship started with Lee. Is I met Lee out here in Phoenix, Arizona. And Lee, I was thinking about this. You said this to me the other day, and you thought it was 2001. I'm going to say I think it was actually 1999 that we met. I'm not exactly sure, but let's say it's between 99 and 2001. I saw you out on that golfing range. We hit golf balls for a little while. Then you and I went out there and we attacked the golf course. So that's my first meeting of Lee Brandon, literally getting to experience the woman crushing this ball 100 yards past me on the tee. And then she and I would go out there and it would take, it was so much fun. And just literally, she took the cover off the ball, Marquette. So I think I want you to really, really describe to people why you took this approach and why you took it so serious.
Well, I realize that, you know, and if you look at my storied career that I've been so blessed to have, I became a strength coach in 1980. So truly, this is my 40 I'm moving into my 41st year of being a strength and conditioning specialist. And I do believe I met you. It was right around 2000. It was somewhere in that window because I believe we were doing a press docket and having so much fun, and you were already a radio announcer back in the day. So it had to have been 2000 or 2001 for that. But I honestly, I believe that a lot of people can argue with a lot of things. And I realized a long time ago that power is power. Power is genderless. And no one can argue with 300 plus yards or 350 yards. It's just impossible to argue with that. And so I realized that if, you know, being a woman back in the day, it's not the same inclusive kind of an environment that it's become in the past 5 years for a woman even being hired in the NFL. You go all the way back, even, you know, look at the Danica Patricks that you had, the Janet Guthries and the Lynn St. James that led in, that were the pioneers that led into that. And so I've always viewed myself as striving to be a pioneer that didn't get shot, because most pioneers get shot or just ignored. And my goal has been to try to pay it forward and create strategies around spine-sparing strategies. I've become a research geek. I have 9 patents, and I have been working with the best spine biomechanists in the world. I don't pretend to be a great golfer, but I do explore speed at at every turn. So I've been blessed to be working with the great 2-time world champion Phyllis Mettey, 2-time world long drive champion Jeff Critter Crittenden, and I'm just working with, you know, so many wonderful senior and PGA Tour professionals at this point. I typically do a lot of my work behind the scenes, and I lovingly say my job, I do it well when I'm invisible and yet indispensable.
That's well said, very well said. And I don't know if I told you this, but I've got a terrible back. I have problems L1 through L5 where they're either bulging, degenerating, and herniated, or a combination of the three all through there. So my back is a mess, but quite frankly, I do all kinds of things to obviously keep myself afloat. And as you know, I'm a tennis coach, so I'm out there grinding away 7 days a week, and it doesn't, I guess I kind of have the same mentality you have. Nothing's going to hold me back. I'm just going to keep pushing through no matter what, because I got to tell you, it sure as hell beats the alternative, doesn't it, Lee?
Absolutely. And, you know, there's a lot of research out there that skips and cuts through the fads of fitness, and that's part of my goal. I mean, in 2017, I set a goal. I was 56 and hit 330 yards in competition still. So I'm still, whether it's documented as not a world record, though I'm hoping by the time I'm 60 in a year and a half that I'm striving to set a world record for the Guinness Book of World Records. So I'm striving to do that. So anybody that wants to be part of that, reach out to me and let's make it happen.
I love it. Hey,
that's what the goal is.
That's awesome stuff. Lee, we got to take a break, so we're going to come back with you on the other side, because I know Marquette has more questions. I do as well. So hang with us through the break, and then we're going to continue this conversation with Lee Brandon, fitness and strength expert, conditioner. She is a guru when it comes to all that stuff, people. Check her out, LeeBrandon.com. Check her out all over the place. She's all over the map, and we're lucky to have her here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back, everybody. Keep it close.
This is Dorf on Sports.
How about that?
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Go put your coat on, honey. This is getting good.
That's right. It's always getting good here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Hanging out with me today, because my normal partner, Mike Wilson, is on assignment in Las Vegas, hanging out, watching some college basketball. The Pac-12 Ladies Tournament happening right now. Actually, it's finished, but Mike was there to take it all in. So Marquette Sutton hanging out with me today. He's got you covered on the East Coast. Dorfman has you covered on the West Coast, because I come to you from Phoenix. He's coming to you from Connecticut. And we are fortunate and very lucky to be talking to a good friend of mine, Lee Brandon, a certified strength and conditioning specialist. Literally a guru when it comes to fitness. I should probably be seeing you on a regular basis, to be honest with myself, now that I think about it, but I'm not. Marquette, take it away, brother.
So, Lee, now you said earlier that women are, being included in major sports, which is a great thing. Knowing what you know and the way sports is moving in a positive direction for women, will we see a woman a lady as a head coach in any major sport? Please say yes.
Oh, I completely believe that that's exactly the direction that we're heading in. I couldn't agree with you more, because it's just a matter of time. If anybody's done a job and deserves it anymore, women and I just said, gender, sexuality, and all of society, if you can do the job, if you know the game, ultimately, it's just a matter of time before that happens. And I think, if we look like at the history of what's been going on here with women breaking barriers, ultimately, the Daily News had this amazing piece where they were talking about everybody from, like, the Jessica Mendozas to Amy Trask, who was the first Raiders. She was the first CEO for the Raiders. We're talking Sarah Thompson was the NFL referee that was brought in. Nancy Lieberman, she already proved that you can be in that space for the NBA. So there are already shoulders for these young women to set their goals and build a wonderful legacy and tradition on, whether I keep saying it's genderless, it's colorless. It, ultimately, can you do the job? Mm-hmm. And that's really, I believe, the wonderful, inclusive environment that we're in today. It's not the stormy environment that it was for women back when I was blessed to be hired for the New York Jets in 1990. I was well, then you're here to be seen and not heard. You do your job. And I did, and I did it very well. And I did it so well that 30 years later, most people still don't know I exist.
It's pretty crazy. No, it is truly amazing. We know you exist. I know your story. I've met you personally, so I can tell you 100%. Lee Brandon is an amazing person, and I'm fortunate to have been able to cross your path. And quite frankly, I thank Scott Sheff, as you know very well, that's exactly how you and I met, and he happens to be a good friend of my brother's. So thanks to him for putting you and I together a long, long time ago, and obviously we're still continuing the friendship today and letting you obviously tell us about your experiences with what you've gone through in your life and how you're continuing to progress. And it's amazing. And I think that your message is so important for people to hear, Lee. Give us your message. Tell people what your message truly is.
Well, thank you so much for saying all those kind things. And shout out to Scott Sheff. That's right. That's how we met back in the day. That's amazing. Wow. You know, listen, I have always believed, you know, if you go back in 1990, that was 2 years before Ruth Bader Ginsburg was brought into the Supreme Court, if everybody wants to put that into context. I think my first football I ever got was when my mom brought me into a toy store. I was 8 years old, and she goes, I'll let you get anything you want for your 8th birthday. And she thought I was going to go pick out a doll, and I ran over and I grabbed a football, and I would sleep with that football every single night and carry it to school with me every single day. But that was long before even football for women even existed, and we're talking way back in the 60s. So I guess my message is always, you know, we have to offset basically gender aside, sexuality aside, and our differences aside, in order to really be part of a generation that's making a difference. And, you know, I didn't know I was doing anything but engineering champions. And I always said, I thank my God, my ability to understand biomechanics, be a communicator, a motivator, an inspiration. And, you know, I thank God, like I said, for having two arms, because there was a time in my life in 1979 where I fell through a plate glass window and they had to reattach my left arm. So being a near amputee survivor, all of these life's challenges and struggles, I've been told, have taken so many excuses away from those. So ultimately, you know, whether we're underprivileged or whether we're an underdog or whether we're a survivor, you know, ultimately we all can make a difference in this world and make the impossible possible. And that's where I'm at. It's not about designing a career around being the first of anything. You know, what I have done doesn't define me, but who I am does define me, and trying to make a difference does define me. And so every day I strive to do that. And that would be my word I'd love to share with everybody, is that find a way to make a difference in our own personal world. Tell everybody around you that you love them. And, you know, I think that that's what we've all learned from the mama mentality, is that none of us necessarily know. But we can make a difference. And every day, you know, don't wait until we're gone to leave a legacy. You can be a living legend now.
Those are just so powerful, the words that you were just saying. And, you know, you and I spoke the other day, obviously off the air, a little bit about the Mamba mentality, and, you know, how significant that tragedy was, where all nine of those people lost their lives. And it just kind of put life in a totally different perspective for me. And I think that ultimately, if you're passionate about something, you believe in something, go out there and dedicate yourself. And I think that that's your message. I think that's obviously what Kobe's message was. And quite frankly, man, that's my message. I've found something that I'm extremely passionate about, and that's talking to people about the sports world and bringing them insightful interviews like we're doing with you here today, Lee. And I can't thank you enough. I really can't.
Well, thank you, Dorfman. And thank you, Marquette. I appreciate you guys very much for the opportunity. And, you know, I guess the one thing and the one reason why you and I started speaking was because you and I both believe that if anybody does a job, that they deserve to be acknowledged for that job. And I'm so grateful that the NFL has evolved in the past 30 years, and 25 years after I was hired, they started actually bringing women in as interns. And we could rattle off a list of over 10 women now who've been blessed to be in included in this inclusive NFL environment. And if there's anything I could say is that it shouldn't just stop there. Women need to be line coaches. Women need to be, you know, be out there and in the trenches and becoming head coaches. It needs to happen, and I believe that that truly is going to be the seed that we plant moving into the next 25 or 30 years. I just pray it doesn't take as long as it took 25 years for another woman to be hired in the NFL. That's really sad to me.
Well, it's just like life in general. We think we've made so much progress in a lot of ways, and when you really think about it, we haven't made that much progress. So I think what you're saying needs to happen. Women need to be more involved in professional sports, and they are getting the opportunity. And I think you said it best when you said, if you can get the job done, it shouldn't matter what color you are, whether you're a man or a female, a transgender. It makes absolutely no difference. If you can get the job done, then you should get a chance to have that job. So I love what you stand for, Lee Brandon. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, gentlemen, and thank you, everybody at SiriusXM, and appreciate all of you.
Have a super day, and I hope that your baby winds up being okay, all right?
Thank you, honey. I appreciate that. I'll talk to you all soon.
Have a great day. Lee Brandon, fitness, strength, conditioning coach, just an unbelievable person. And Marquette, you just said to me, you know, you and I are texting back and forth a little bit here and there. You just said to me, man, I would love to talk to her for like a whole hour. Dude, she's so inspirational, isn't she?
Very inspirational. That has me, you know, looking at my life like, man, I need to do more today. More.
You're like, man, I'm dropping the ball today, man. That's crazy. Yeah, no, it was a true honor to meet her back in the day. And whether it was 99 or 2000 or 2001, it makes no difference because the relationship still continues today. And, I love helping her to get her word out there about what she's doing. LeeBrandon.com is how you can check her out. And, man, she is doing amazing stuff. All right. So when you and I return, we're going to take a break here shortly. And when you and I return, I think Mike is going to join us from Las Vegas, if we can get him out of bed a little bit, because I know he probably was living it up on the strip last night, enjoying himself, taking in the sights and all the basketball and all the action. But anything on your mind that you want to get out there, Marquette, or no?
Basketball. We got to talk more basketball.
All right, so we will. On the other side, we will definitely switch gears and talk some basketball. We'll start it off with Mike about what he's seeing in the Pac-12 women's tournament. And then, I don't know if you happen to catch, but San Diego State went down yesterday to Utah State. So definitely college hoops and March Madness is heating up. Keep it close, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Helped on by Neuers to LaValle. The game's opening up. Rose LaValle. Lovely run. Great goal. Brilliant goal. Rose LaValle might have won the World Cup for the United States with a fantastic goal.
This is Dorf on Sports.
I'm your Uncle Buck.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491.
When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Up top, Sala with it. He's going to pull from the elbow off the right side. No good. Rebound comes down to Loyola. Shot clock is off. And Kansas State will not foul. And Loyola's fans raising the decibel level to an all-time high at Phillips Arena. The hugs are happening on the sideline as the final seconds tick off. 2-1-0, and how about this? Loyola Chicago, who prior to this year hadn't made the big dance since 1985, is off to the Final Four. The Ramblers defeat Kansas State in dominating fashion, 78-62, and they become the fourth 11 seed to head to the promised land of college basketball.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
If you can't tell, people, March Madness is definitely in the air. And I'm telling you what, we saw some great games on Saturday leading into what will be a great tournament season. I know it's going to happen. March Madness is literally like nothing else, people. It's amazing. It is buzzer beater central. It's craziness. It's chaos. And speaking of chaos, holy cow, my man Mike Wilson hanging out in Las Vegas watching some ladies Pac-12 hoops, brother. How lucky are you, man? Good morning, man. How are you?
I am lucky, and it's been some really good basketball out here in Vegas. Oregon, the Oregon Ducks, as much as that tastes like vinegar in my mouth, are the team to beat. They will be in the title game tonight against Stanford, and, you know, I have my Stanford Fear the Tree shirt on, so you kind of tell where I want to go with this, even though I do think Oregon will come out victorious. I mean, look, Sabrina Ionescu is arguably the best player in college basketball. She set the record last night to be the all-time leading scorer in Pac-12 tournament history for the ladies. She's probably going to be the first pick in the WNBA draft, and she is as good as advertised. But let's face facts. Oregon has a lot more than Sabrina. They got bigs that can play. They got complimentary wing players that can shoot, that are in control when Sabrina's not in there. So Oregon, whether they win this title or not, they're in the tournament. They'll be a number one seed, and they have a shot at winning the whole dang thing.
That's pretty cool because, you know me, man, I'm pretty critical on our Pac-12 schools out here. And most of the time I'm more talking about the men's side of things because, for the most part, that seems to get more eyes than obviously the women's game. But you do obviously enjoy watching the women's game. And hey, more power to you, brother. I appreciate you going out there and checking this out for us this week because next week we both might be out there checking out the men's Pac-12 tournament. But with that being said, let's talk some NBA hoops, brother, because all of us, all three of us, Marquette, Mike, myself, we're all huge NBA guys, and there's a guy that just returned to the NBA, and I'll tell you what, to me, I think it's absolutely incredibly cool that Steph Curry has absolutely nothing to play for this year other than pride itself and just the fact that he wants to be out on the basketball floor because his team is so atrocious. But with that being said, dude is back, dude's having an impact, and he looks like the Steph Curry of old. I am extremely happy to see this guy back on the field, or on the floor, I should say. Marquette, I'm going to let you go first, and then we'll let Mike jump in, but awesome to see Steph back on the court, right?
Seeing Steph Curry on a court is like when Tiger Woods came back. You know, of course you have guys who are, you know, phenomenal athletes, but Steph Curry adds that spice to the game. And if you look at basketball now, he's changing the game, even from, you know, the higher ranks, even to the little leagues. I mean, I'm watching kids throw up threes like it's no one's business, but Steph Curry is auditioning other people to come. Giannis, I'm sorry, Andy. But he wants everyone to know, like, this is what you're going to be able to play with. Just imagine when my co-star gets back. It's really going to be something because Steph and Clay together, man, that is a show to watch. So I'm so happy to see Steph coming back, man. So
all right. Before you jump in, Mike, I gotta address that real quickly. Okay, look, here's the deal. I'm going to just say this. Think about it like this. The Milwaukee Brewers just wrapped up Kristen Yelich till 2030, okay? Hear me out. 2030. Giannis is going to get maxed out by the Milwaukee Bucks as well, and I'll tell you why he stays in Milwaukee. First and foremost, that's a different breed. Mike and I have talked about this many, many times before. Giannis wants to do it on his own. He doesn't want to go join a superpower in Steph Curry and Klay Thompson and Draymond Green. That's just not this dude's DNA. I'm sorry. So, quite frankly, I'm going to disagree with you wholeheartedly, and I'm going to tell you right now, Giannis will be a longtime Buck, and you can mark my words that the Milwaukee Bucks will absolutely not let this guy leave Milwaukee. We're going to not have one. We're not going to have two, but we're going to have three. That's right. We got three MVP guys in Milwaukee, A-Raj, Yelich, and now my man Giannis. This is unbelievable. Go ahead, Mike.
No, Marquette, I do like your analogy, though, to when Steph comes back and it was like Tiger Woods. I mean, everybody was like, oh, it's kind of, we're kind of back to normal a little bit when you see Tiger went on the tour and now Steph, you know, hitting shots from, you know, the second level, third level of Chase Arena there in San Francisco and everything. So it's great to have him back. And I wholeheartedly agree, Marquette, that once you get, you know, Thompson back, things are going to be just fine. I love the people that like to tell of the demise of the Golden State Warriors. I'm like, do not pay attention to what's going on. They have their two best players gone. So next season will be totally different. And plus, they're going to have a high draft pick too. I mean, they're just going to be able to draft a real high draft pick. But, you know, when you talk about the NBA, man, it's right now, it just, you got to talk Lakers, you got to talk Bucks. I mean, you can put some other teams in there, Clippers. I'm a big Clip fan. I think Clips are going to be in the title game instead of the Lakers, or in the title series, instead of the Lakers. But those are the three teams that I really see in there. You know, I know people like to talk about Houston, but I just, that they're a fun team to watch. You know, they're kind of a sexy team to watch, but I don't think they're going anywhere, but it's great. Bottom line, it's great to have Steph back in the game.
Houston, we got a problem. That's all I can say there, bro. Okay, they're in trouble.
Yep.
D'Antoni's going down, sinking with this ship. I'm sorry, but that's just the way it's happening. And let me just ask you fellas this: how do you like the way that Zion Williamson has come into the NBA? Mike, I'll let you go first. Go ahead.
Well, no, look, I agree with what New Orleans did in bringing him along slowly and letting him completely heal. And then once he's got to play here, I mean, it's hard not to say that he hasn't been as advertised. I mean, he's having 30-point games, 20-point games multiple times in a row. He's certainly making a difference with New Orleans and that culture that they're trying to do down there. And I'll tell you what, with New Orleans, with that young core of players, if they can keep them together, that is something to look for in the next 2-3 years in terms of a playoff team, and maybe even a threat to get to the Western Conference Finals. But Zion has been as advertised, and I know people want to make the Zion Ja Rookie of the Year thing. Right now, my mind is, you know, Ja's been there the whole year. Ja, you know, if Ja gets his team to the playoffs, he gets the Rookie of the Year. But my thought is as well, look, if Zion gets his team to the playoffs after being back so far, that's going to be a hard thing to keep him from getting Rookie of the Year.
That's a good point. 37 games is all he can play. I know you got something to say, Marquardt. I'm going to let you go. But just in general, I like that analysis, but I'm with you 100%. Ja's the guy, man. He's been there all year, and it would be unfortunate if he doesn't take the award. Go ahead, Marquardt.
No, I was agreeing with Mike. You know, I love how, you know, Zion comes and he, you know, brings that presence to the team. One thing that I do love is that he's actually bringing the big man presence down low. You know, we haven't seen that in so long. Like we're talking about with Steph, he added a new dimension to the game, you know, shooting that three ball. But Zion, I mean, he's getting two and three guys on him. So now with a young team, he's going to be able to, you know, kick it out to Ingram, you know, even Ball. So to watch him, you know, come on a court so early and just being so explosive, I love to see it. I would love to see him lose a little bit of weight, take some off the knees so he can have a, you know, extended career. But other than that, I love how he's playing. The Rookie of the Year, you know, talk, we don't need to talk about it. Let's just continue to keep him healthy, get that team, you know, really right. And I'm telling you, man, they have something special in New Orleans, man. I love it. I love it.
I agree. I think the nucleus is pretty damn good, to be quite honest with you. And I think that they do have success in their near future for sure. It is the Dorfun Sports Weekend Edition, hanging out with my usual partner who's on assignment in Las Vegas. So we are appreciative that you called in today, Mike Wilson. And then obviously co-hosting for me in your place is Marquette Sutton. So we literally, like, we have you covered in every way, shape, and form today. We got Vegas covered. We got Phoenix covered. We got the East Coast covered with Marquette, who's in Connecticut. Like, literally, man, we are coming to you coast to coast today. So who's your biggest disappointment in the NBA, guys? Go ahead first, Marquette.
Oh, man, I would like to say Russell, man. I just thought that Westbrook would really take over and really have an effect. Again, he's, you know, he's doing okay. Maybe it's the system, but I really thought that Russell was really going to, you know, have like this, you know, breakout season. But as of right now, you know, and like many predicted with him and James Harden, it's not working. So I would have to say Russ at this very point. He's my disappointment.
Interesting. Mike, who's the biggest disappointment for you right now?
Well, I'm not necessarily looking at a particular player. It's just disappointing that, you know, where I'm originally from, the great state of Oregon, that the Portland Trail Blazers just have kind of fallen off. It kind of makes last year look like an anomaly for them. But, you know, at the same time, they've had some major injuries to that team. Nurkic is finally going to come back in a couple weeks, but I think it's too late, for them to probably get in the playoffs. So, you know, as much as I hate to say it, Portland.
I'm going to tell you what, my biggest disappointment, I got to say this is crazy, man. The Philadelphia 76ers, fellas, like, that's yep, a disaster. Joel Embiid, a guy that talks as much smack as he does and performs the way that he does on any given night, I'm sorry, but they're in the sixth spot. Weren't we talking about this team challenging for the Eastern Conference and being a team that could really go up against the Bucks? And I'm sorry, I know it's all about matchups and everything, but quite frankly, what's going on in Philadelphia, fellas, it's not good, and it's going in the wrong way. 5-5 in their last 10 games, and now in the sixth spot in the Eastern Conference? Are you kidding me? Seriously. Indiana's overtaken them. Miami's better than them. Boston, we know they're better. And Toronto, as far as good goes, Toronto and Nick Nurse, what they've done, dude, fellas, that is – It's ridiculous. They lose Kawhi Leonard, and they literally don't miss a beat. So as far as the positives go, I think Toronto Raptors are heads and tails amazing to me. What say you, Marquette?
Well, I would have to agree with you. Like I told you months ago, I said do not jump on that Philadelphia 76ers train, but it looks like you did. Now it's time for you to come off, buddy. I told you with Embiid, it was going to be tough. And now look, sixth seed in the – Eastern Conference. I mean, come on.
That's crazy. It's crazy. Mike, give us a final word, my friend.
Hey, you know, my final word is, you know, don't count out Boston. You know, I had a lot of concerns coming off the Kyrie crap from last year. They got some wing players. They can play, and they can shoot, and they're athletic. I don't see them getting to the finals, but the Eastern Conference Finals is certainly within their grasp.
You know, it's kind of interesting because none of us talked about the Denver Nuggets, and I think that they do play a factor of some kind. I'm not sold on Utah, who's in the fourth spot right now, and it'll just be interesting to see what happens, as we all know. Mike, totally appreciate you waking up a little bit after a crazy night in Vegas, my friend. We'll talk to you next week.
Hey, one more thing. Just remember, the Raiders will still suck.
I love it, brother. All right, keep it close, everybody. We got one final segment, which means parting shots. So keep it close. Marquette Sutton, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
The Sixers running Simmons long with Redick in the backcourt. Guy's got it now, Embiid in the middle. He's got a mismatch, and he promptly throws it down in the face of Paul Millsap. Joel Embiid, maybe that gets the Sixers going.
And when you look over at the Nuggets bench, all the Nuggets are looking at one another without saying a word.
And a timeout called by Denver.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app.
We're going to win some ball games.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851.
This is Dorf on Sports.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time today on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Marquette Sutton filling in for Mike Wilson, who's obviously in Las Vegas hanging out, watching ladies hoops. Dorfman coming to you like I always do from Phoenix, Arizona. We're always live each and every Sunday, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. So adjust your clocks wherever that may be in the world. And obviously at this time, we always do our parting shots. Marquette, my friend, you are up, and I also want to thank you very much for hanging out with me today, brother.
No problem, Andy, and thank you, Mike, as well. My parting shot is, listen, I want everyone to know, no more drinking that Kyrie Kool-Aid. It's done. You know, as we see what happened, you know, in Brooklyn, we saw what happened in Cleveland, in Boston. No more drinking that Kyrie Kool-Aid. It's time to let that go. So that's my parting shot.
I love it, man. And you know what? I'm just going to piggyback you because, quite frankly, I've been thinking a lot about this guy. And he's, like, he's representing the players and all that stuff. And they put this guy in such a big spotlight where I don't think he's deserving of it. Good call, my friend. Kyrie Irving, you are not as good as you think you are. And you know what? Everybody that is always sucking up to you, think about it, man. A problem everywhere he goes. From Marquette and Scott, I'm the Dorfman saying peace. We'll catch you next week on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.